Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Get it? The Bird Show.
All right, y'all, this potential scam that is involving a dead relative of mine keeps getting weirder and weirder and weirder.
This is the one you told us about yesterday.
Yes.
Okay.
So if you missed it, to catch you up, I got a call the other night, 8 o'clock at night. Oh, that was weird.
You literally just got a call.
That's so creepy.
Whoa.
The spirits are listening.
My friends still don't know that I do a morning radio show live.
Who's calling you? Call them out.
I don't know. It's under douchebag.
No, it is. All right. So I get a phone call 8 o'clock the other night. A number I don't recognize. Don't answer it. It goes to voicemail. I listen, and it's a woman from a probate company saying she's calling in regards to my Uncle David's estate. My Uncle David passed away a couple of months ago. My Uncle David never married, never had kids. So that means any of his estate go to his parents who are deceased, or then go to his brother and sister, my dad and my Aunt Marilyn. Both my dad and my Aunt Marilyn are deceased. So that means any of Uncle David's estates now go to all of his niece and nephews, okay? Now, I hadn't heard anything. I assumed if he had a will, he left it to the church because he was a deacon. Or if he didn't have a will, our cousins would do whatever with it. So hadn't thought it, but I get that phone call. And of course, I'm like, what? Maybe Uncle David left us something. Like, what? So I call her back, and she's from this probate company in Ohio where my uncle lived and died. And she said, your uncle did not have a will, but because you are next of kin, you are entitled to part of his estate. If you don't file this paperwork, blah, 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 it will go to the state of Ohio and you will miss your cut of whatever. And I'm like, this is very weird. And she mentioned the list of people who were on it, but my Aunt Marilyn had 8 kids, and she only mentioned one of the kids, okay? And I'm like, well, what about XYZ? And she goes, well, they must have other representation.
Mm-hmm.
And so she's like, have you gotten the paperwork? And I'm like, no, we didn't get any paperwork. She sent this DocuSign, whatever. I haven't signed a thing. So I reach out to my brother, that was my first thing, was to reach out to my brother and to figure out what he had got. And he said, yes, he got paperwork and he signed it and sent it back. And I'm like, what did you do? He did not get notified from the probate company, even though the probate company said they were. My brother received in the mail a copy of my uncle's will.
No.
Yes. So my brother.
Why is this so shocking?
Because he did have a will.
Something. He did.
Yeah, because the probate company told me he didn't have a will.
Ah.
So I'm talking to my brother and I'm like, what? And he goes, yeah, I got this manila folder in the mail and it had like a ton of documents and in it. And one of them was Uncle David's will and our names are on it. And I'm like, what? So I'm so confused. And the paperwork he signed was legit, whatever, through this law firm in Ohio that sent this information that has us and the other nieces and nephews on it, right? So now I'm like so confused. So I have reached out to a friend who is a lawyer. And I've asked him, he's supposed to call around today on my behalf to try to figure stuff out, right? Because the probate company, the lawyer they use, is not the same law firm that is sending my brother this information. And then on top of that, I haven't received anything about my uncle's will. And I'm like, this is so confusing. So I asked my brother, I'm like, will you please take photos of these documents and send them to me so we can know what we're dealing with here? Because I haven't gotten anything. And I'm like, when did you get this? And he's like, 2 weeks ago.
Whoa.
And I haven't gotten anything in the mail. He sends me the document. And there enough, sure, last will and testament of Uncle David. And there's my name, misspelled. And there is my address. Oh, wait. No, it's not. Wrong number, wrong street. I don't know where they sent this. I don't know how they got, like, they inverted some numbers of my address. And then the street name, not even close. They called me Christina instead of Kristen.
What?
Yes. And then the probate company who was supposed to send me their information, right? Still haven't got it. It got delivered to our neighbor's house. And our neighbor just dropped it off at my house this morning. And they spelled my name wrong.
So it's like the perfect storm of miscommunications. But at the end of the day, it turned out to not be a scam.
I still don't know.
Like, no, it sounds like a scam.
I don't understand. Why would a probate company be reaching out to me and telling me my uncle does not have a will when my uncle does indeed have a will?
That's why it's scammy, because I had a relative pass away recently and the estate goes into probate, but they executed the will. There were people who execute the will and they were dealing with the probate. I wasn't contacted till later on when they were doing like distributions or what have you. So the fact that a probate company is reaching out to you being like, oh, there's no will, take advantage now, that seems super sketchy to me. I would not trust that. But I also wouldn't trust the fact that Christina somewhere got all your uncle's like personal private documents.
What's next step?
So our friend, who is a lawyer, is calling the probate company to talk to them, and then is also calling the law firm representing my uncle's will to let them know, you got the name wrong, you got the address wrong, WTF, what's going on here? So there is a will, like, what's the next steps?
What a freaking mess.
It's a nightmare.
Get it. The Bert Show.